Good afternoon. This is Mark Gold with Top Third Ag Marketing, bringing you the closing Chicago Board of Trade grain comments for today, Friday, March 27th. The grains closed mixed with May corn down 2¾ cents at 346, May beans up a penny and a quarter, 881.5, and May wheat up 2¼ cents at 571.25. Unfortunately, the wheat, we put out a recommendation today. We missed it by a half a cent to sell more cash wheat. We broke wheat 20 cents off the highs, rallied it back a little bit toward the close, but still not the kind of close we would have liked to have seen when you open up, you know, 14 to 16 cents higher. The beans were under some pressure too, and the corn, as crude oil was down $1.09 a barrel, it closed at 21.50. Offsetting this somewhat is the U.S. dollar was down over 80 ticks, closing at 98.64. That's the lowest level the dollar has been at in, you know, a couple of weeks now. We broke the dollar almost 5 percentage points in just 5 days. That's a remarkable volatility. We ran it up in 5 days, broke it right back in 5 days. I can't imagine what the margin calls would be like on the dollar. But overall, you know, the beans acted okay. Corn continues to fight the battle between ethanol demand or lack of it and the Chinese demand, which is positive. The stock market was down about 550 points the last time I looked. It was about 500 off its lows, 700 off its highs. So another volatile day on the Dow. But overall, you know, do you really want to be heavily long going into the weekend if there's another round of deaths accelerating because of the coronavirus? Probably not. We expect next week to be one of the worst weeks in terms of new cases and deaths out there as the testing ramps up and as more and more people can't get into these hospitals and get to the respirators. But I think next week will be the worst of it, and hopefully we'll see something better. There is some talk about some new treatments, vaccine, but none of that is going to help in the next week or two. We're kind of at the mercy of the virus and the Chinese, as far as I can see. So whoever really wants it, we can get it. If Argentina and Brazil still have port issues coming into the week, then we could see higher bean and wheat prices. But the corn's really going to struggle if we don't see some good Chinese buying out here. That's really about it. If you have any questions, give us a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE. Have a good weekend.